This is HPR episode 2711 entitled Raspberry Pi 3A Plus Review. It is hosted by Yannick and is about 6 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode of HPR, I will do a quick review of the Raspberry Pi 3A Plus.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello folks, Kay Wisher here to remind you that it's that time of year again. Time for the Hacker Public Radio New Year's Eve show. For those who don't know, on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2018, at 10 a.m. UTC, that is 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have a recording going on the HPR Mumble server for anyone to come on and say Happy New Year and talk about whatever they want. We will leave the recording going until January 1st, 2019, 12 a.m. UTC, that will be 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or until the conversation stops. Please visit hackerpublicradio.org to find all the details and links about how to set up the PC Mumble client, your favorite mobile app, the mobile server connection details, our Etherpad show notes, and the live audio stream if you only prefer to listen in on the lively banter. So please stop in and say hi, and maybe join in the conversation with other HPR listeners and contributors. It's always a good time.
Hello, I'm Yannick, the French guy from Switzerland, and in this episode of HPR, I will do a quick review of the Raspberry Pi 3A Plus, the latest model of the Raspberry Pi Foundation. Let's go! So a few weeks ago, I released a video on YouTube with a quick review of the Raspberry Pi 3A Plus, and I thought that an audio version for the benefit of the HPR listeners could be a nice idea. So here it is. I'm recording this review. So the Raspberry Pi 3A Plus is the latest release of the Raspberry Pi Foundation. It has almost the same hardware as its big brother, the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus. So it has the same system on chip, the BCM2837. It's a 64-bit ARM V8 running at 1.4 gigahertz as the core. It has the same wireless capabilities with 2.4 and 5 gigahertz 802.11 BYNAC, whatever it's called these days. It also has Bluetooth 4.2 and Bluetooth Low Energy. It has the same microSD port to store data and the operating system. It has a full-size HDMI connector. It has a 3.5 millimeter jack for audio output and apparently for composite video output too. It has a micro USB connector for power supply, and it has the same 40-pin GPIO as the others Raspberry Pis, with the same pinout, so you can use the same hardware or anything that's working with the B Plus is going to work with the A Plus. The differences are there's only one full-size USB 2.0 connector instead of four on the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus, and it doesn't have an Ethernet connector. It also has only 512 megabytes of memory instead of 1 gigabyte on the B Plus. It is 6.7 by 5.6 centimeters, that's 2.6 by 2.2 inches. And it is 11.5 millimeters high, that's 4.5 tenths of an inch. However, if you're using a ribbon, those 40 wires ribbons with a connector, Then it will use a lot of space on top of the Raspberry Pi 3 A+. So it might be a good idea to unsolder the header and replace it with a right angle header. That way you have the pins pointing on the side of the board instead of upwards. And then when you connect the ribbon, you still have a very low profile Raspberry Pi. So that's not very hard to do because there's no component near the GPIO header. So you can use some unsoldering wick, and it's not very complicated, and it's easy access to the GPIO. Of course, if you plan to use a hat on top of the Raspberry Pi, then you don't have to change the header, of course. The 3A Plus is actually the same size as a standard hat. So if you have a project that can that have enough space for hat, then you will be fine with the Raspberry Pi 3 A+. And there's, I would say, you gain about a centimeter and a half, so that's 3/4 inch roughly. So it's always nice to gain some space in an enclosure. Since the Raspberry Pi 3 A+ doesn't have an Ethernet port, I think it would probably not run any server stuff like Mosquito or Pi-hole, for which you would need a high-speed internet and possibly plug a mouse and a keyboard from time to time. So only having one in a full-size USB port is not really practical for that. So for me, the A+ will probably be a replacement for the Pi Zero W in cases where I need a little more power than what the Zero W can provide. Since the 3A Plus has Wi-Fi, it can be used in portable projects, that is, things that I would put on a shelf or somewhere in my living room. Well, that's pretty much it for this quick review of the Raspberry Pi 3A Plus. I will probably release a new video in the coming weeks on my channel over at frenchguy.ch/YouTube, comparing the performances of the 3A Plus and the Zero W in some projects that I have running. So I will catch you on another HPR episode. Until then, take care of yourselves. Ciao, ciao. This episode of HPR is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial by attribution license. The sound used in the opening and closing sequence is Speaker X Clash by Daniel H., released under a Creative Commons non-commercial by attribution license and available on Jamendo.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.